published in the Thompsonville Press, page 1, May 24, 1917. Warning: United States registration. All male persons in the town of Enfield, Connecticut, between the ages of 21 and 30, both inclusive, are hereby warned to present themselves for registration Tuesday, June 5, 1917, between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., at the usual place of holding elections in each of the voting districts in said Enfield, to wit, in District No. 1, at the Town Hall, Enfield Street, in District No. 2, at Town Courtroom, Thompsonville, in District No. 3, at the Institute in Hazardville. Male persons subject to registration are all whom have attained their 21st birthday and whom shall not have attained their 31st birthday on or before June 5, 1917. Penalty for neglect or refusal to so register as provided by law is imprisonment for not more than 1 year. Board of Registration for Enfield, Connecticut, Albert J. Epstein, J. Hamilton Potter, James T. Burgess, Sylvester L. Mitchell. Dated Enfield, Connecticut, this 24th day of May, 1917. Next, a proclamation by Marcus J. Holcomb, Governor. Whereas, the proclamation of the President of the United States, issued under the Act of Congress of the United States, entitled An Act to Authorize the President to Increase Temporarily the Military Establishment of the United States, requires all men not now in the military or naval service of the United States, who on June 5, 1917, have attained their 21st birthday, and who have not attained their 31st birthday, to appear at the registration place in the precinct wherein they have their permanent homes, on said 5th day of June 17, between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., and register, the penalty for failure to do so being imprisonment. Now, therefore, in compliance with said proclamation and the instructions given thereunder, the mayors in the cities of Bridgeport, Hartford, New Britain, New Haven, Stamford, and Waterbury shall appoint registration boards. In the cities of Ansonia, Bristol, Derby, Norwalk, New London, and Shelton, the registration boards shall consist of the mayor, the city clerk, and the registrars of voters. In all other towns of the state, the registration boards shall consist of the first selectman, the town clerk, and the registrar of voters. The mayors and the first selectmen shall be the executive officers of their respective boards. The executive officers shall appoint all registrars necessary to execute said registration, and shall provide places for registration in every voting precinct in their respective jurisdiction. Those who, through sickness, shall be unable to present themselves for registration, shall apply to the clerk of the city or town where they may be for instruction as to how they may be registered by agent. Those who expect to be absent on the day named from the city or town in which they have their permanent resident homes may register by mail, but their mailed registration cards must reach the places where they have their permanent home by said 5th day of June 1917. They should apply as soon as practicable to the clerk of the city or town therein. They may be for their instruction as to how they may accomplish their registration by mail. On the day set for registration, all sheriffs and their deputies, police officers, constables, and all members of the Home Guard will render whatever assistance may be necessary in preserving order at the place of registration and in assisting the consummation of the registration. I trust that the services required to accomplish this registration will be rendered voluntarily and without expense to the government, and I earnestly urge all persons and organizations within the state to cooperate in every way possible to ensure a full compliance with the President's proclamation. Given under my hand and the seal of the state at the Capitol, in Hartford, this 21st day of May, in the year of our Lord 1917, and of the independence of the United States, 141st. By His Excellency's command, Frederick L. Perry, Secretary, M. L. Holcomb.